an upcoming DJ could not maybe as easily pull it off unless, and it's so funny, unless they don't know it's you. Because in hiding, okay, me, I'm not gonna lie, there's a couple of house parties I used to do back in USIU. Mm. And I've said this a couple of times. I used to do them on virtual DJ. Mm. But you wouldn't know it's virtual DJ until you get to a certain corner of the house and find me seated with like a laptop looking like a coder.
Welcome back to the Whenever Show.
My name's G-Money.
Ashley.
Andy Young.
What are you eating?
Achari. It's
so
good.
Oh, from Coles. Is it good? Let me
It's very good. One. It's not the chili one, though. Elevating.
What is it? What actually is it?
It's dried mangoes.
Ew.
What do you mean, ew?
They're good. Yeah, they're activating. Yeah.
Yeah. You can feel them over here. Right? Mm.
What's it called?
Achari.
Oh, they're so
brother,
good.
Brother, ew. brother, ew.
Have you had chili ones?
Oh, these are so good though. Initially I was like, what is that? But now I'm like, yo, this it is.
I used to be so addicted to them.
First time you ate Gucci, right?
Wow. Let me tell you, I used to be so addicted to Achari in uni. I literally used to, you remember that spot? There was a spot outside USIU that used to have, now the shawarma spot. Mm. And then inside they have like a place with Achari, Mabuyu.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then it's not just this Achari, it's also the orange ones. Mm. Not the yellow ones.
Yeah.
Without the powder. Mm. Yeah, so I used to go and just like buy a shitload. Kwanzaa after the gym, it helps so much because of like the sugar. And then I just like eat them on my way home.
We love street food.
Oh yeah, street food. Unapenda
katilesi, unajua katilesi ni nini?
Katilesi ni?
Oh my God, nisa.
Oh, but big fan of... Ukule, what's katilesi?
No, I'll take you to eat katilesi so that you know.
What is that?
It's like a... Yeah. Mm.
Ooh, I love katilesi, if that's what it's called. Mm. I've had that. Mm. I've had that. I'm a big fan of coastal food.
Swahili
as well.
Street food.
Swahili street food. Mm. Mahamris, the viazi karai, kaimati.
But kaimati is more common.
Is it?
Yeah, mahamri is less common. No.
Stop.
No.
You guys stop.
Kaimati.
This is the part where guys wrote, I gotta write a comment. Look, G Money's floating.
So, kaimati is a ball. Uh-huh. It's a ball with sugar on the outside.
It's like a mandazi, but it's more round. And okay. It looks like, I know
that one. I've had that one.
Yeah, then with sugar outside. Mm. Kaimati is not that, it's rare. It's more rare. Mm. Mahamri is the one that's not that rare. Like you can find it in any restaurant. Because it's like mandazi, but it's mahamri. Mm. And viazi karai, apparently they're not... apparently viazi... Wait, no.
Wait a minute. Viazi karai... Didn't we used to eat at Galana? Like we used to eat that at Galana. Where did it come from?
The kibandaski downstairs.
Was it the kibandaski or there was a lady?
Well,
there was a lady who could also have been a lady.
Mm.
She used to come in the mornings.
Yes. That's the one. Even Mahamri, she used to bring Mahamri.
And give us credit.
Oh, yes.
You know that one?
Mashallah. Yeah.
And there was a guy called also Jackson who wasn't Kenyan. He was from a different country. He used to come and drop the Mahamris and all that in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
So good.
The samosas.
Galana was a vibe, man.
Oh, Galana was so nice.
It was. I have a post here. I want you guys to react or respond to it. I couldn't be a DJ because I'd be playing for me every single time. That's if you want.
Listen.
Talk to us, G-Money.
Let me tell you, right? It's like I bought some new mixer. Did I tell you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You were telling me you were planning to buy one. Yeah.
I got this new mixer. It's a Rev 5. Mm. I actually took it to a gig this weekend because I didn't like the decks that they had there. So I took my...
Performed well?
It's really opened my mind into... why I started to DJ and also not even why I started to DJ, but also challenging myself to feel it again. Because I won't lie to you, and I'll be honest, like maybe a year, 18 months, I've just been DJing just because I can. Like, are you busy on the 28th of next month? Yeah, cool, book me. Because the love
has disappeared.
You know, because I've been doing it for like 30 years, isn't it? So. Mm-hmm.
Third.
But, well, I did my first gig at high school, so, you know what I mean? So, I think, probably about 8 years.
Yeah, I believe you.
So, anyway, so now I'm challenging myself to fall in love with music again.
Yeah.
And now having the decks in the house again and just being like, you know, I've really dug back into the Afro house vibes and the Amapiano vibes.
Nice.
And like rediscovering the music, and now rediscovering sets as well.
Yeah.
It's my brother calling me. Let me just tell him that I'm on. Yo, bro, I'll call you back. I'm recording the podcast. Yeah. Say hello, everyone.
Welcome inside.
What's going on, man?
Easy, broski. How you been?
Good, man. It's good to see y'all.
You too, man.
And it's Ash.
Hi.
Hey, Ash. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Hey,
have you noticed that the highest amount of comments we've gotten on this show is when I was one of the guests?
I know.
Bye. Bye.
Great combination.
Bye. Bye. See you later. I'll call you back. I'll call you back.
Also, why did his voice change when he was talking to Ashley?
But it's me.
The picture, hi.
He's an idiot.
Keep the same energy.
Yeah, he's such an idiot. But yeah, so I'm challenging myself to fall in love with music again.
Yeah.
And it's such an amazing feeling, like, because I am a music head, like, as in that's what I was known for. Like, just even in the UK, guys would be like, that guy knows music, not just dancehall. If you want to talk to him about the history of hip-hop, the evolution of breakbeat, because I was that guy who studied music. Like, I'm like a Japanese sponge.
Yeah.
If I say I'm going to study, when I got into dancehall, I wanted to know, what was the origin of this thing? When did it begin? Who was in the room?
Yeah.
Where did it develop from? What's the difference between dancehall and reggae?
Mm.
And, you know, what is the guitar chord structure of reggae music as opposed to ska or rock steady?
Yeah.
You know, why was Bob Marley the one who blew up and not Dennis Brown? Or, you know, the actual analysis of the music, you know? So now I feel that because music became so available,
yeah,
we lost out, or I lost out because of my era and my age. I lost out on the discovery of, like, you know, when you go walk into a record shop and you see like a Def Jam record label and you're like, okay, I'm reading who produced this thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, I've lost, and now I'm delving back into who did this production? Nice. Where are they from? Da-da-da-da. And it's like the other day, you know what? Like, crazy. Last week, I was at this place called Pixel.
Big up KK.
Yeah, KK's place. Mm. And bro, have you played there yet?
Yeah, I have.
I haven't been yet. Nice. I want to go.
It's intimate, man.
Very nice. Mm. Your people are right there.
Yeah, had a great time musically. And I remember I was just like, you know what? Imagine I'm a big fan. I play this song every single morning. Father Touch My Hands.
Yeah. Mm.
Bro, I put that on. And then when Kanye dropped Beautiful Morning, boom, I hit in when because it's one, the BPM is the same.
Yeah.
Bam, I just put some Amapiano on the drums underneath it.
Oh.
Beautiful moment. Crowd is like, yay!
So they loved it, yeah.
Like, what I liked about that venue was it's so small that if you're going to build a movement, that's the perfect place to build. If you're going to like start a Tuesday night movement or a Thursday, that's perfect place. Because if you have your 40 guys in there, you're nice.
You're nice.
Yeah.
You
get me?
Aye.
So that's for me. I'm just, as you go, to go back to the original thing, me, I'm DJing for myself. You guys.
Dance if you want.
Yeah, it's on you.
I do radio for me.
Yeah.
Enjoy it if you want.
Yeah.
The choice is yours if you want to enjoy.
I love
Ashley
that.
Are you playing music for the crowd or you're playing what you want? Everybody else is going to sort themselves out.
I think you already know this answer.
Oh. She'll go play Snow Allegra.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Sabrina Claudia.
I've taught you so well.
No, it's just, I've been with you so long.
Yeah, no, true. So, and that's the thing. My music selection is so, like, it's so underground, like, but it's not underground, you know? It's like music that people are coming to find out about now, but I've been following for like years. So I'll play music from like 2015 when you had no idea these people existed.
Mm.
And like really just weird rap, because I'm into like the Brent Fires, the like Amalo. You're the one who showed me Amalo.
Amalu,
yeah. Mm. So I will play my music, but people will definitely be lost. Mm. But I know they'll catch a vibe for sure. Okay. Mm. Also, I think I'd be a really great DJ, honestly speaking.
Because every time I'm out to DJ and Ashley's with me and there's another DJ playing before me, we usually have these DJ conversations, you know, like I'll ask Ashley, okay, what song, if you are the one playing right now, what song are you playing right now?
Yeah.
If you're the one playing right now, if you want to make a transition, or what transition should be the best right now, what do you feel like you want? So I like having those conversations with my friends just to see how they see music, because everybody sees music differently. That's how you're going to DJ, because I know how Jimani looks at music from how he DJs, the style he plays, the selection that he'll do. You know, those are the small things that tell you, okay, this is how this person looks at music. So I think, yeah, Ashley would definitely play music for her. You, if you want to dance, it's fine. You can dance, you know. I think I'd have to find a perfect balance
right?
between the crowd and... Have you ever been in a situation where you know this fire song and you want to introduce someone to this fire song, but then that moment is not the best for them, and they do not see that song the way you see that song.
You know,
so you're gassing it up, you're pumping it up, you're like, this is the jam, but they're not even there.
It's like that song by NSG, Nella Rose.
Yeah. Mm.
I want to play that in the club, and I want you to react.
Yeah.
Because I want you to hear the melodies. I want you to hear the drum pattern.
Beautiful.
I want you to fuck with that song.
Yeah.
But then as a DJ, sometimes you're gonna squeeze it into your set, and guys are like,
"Man, they're not." I'd be offended, but I'm like, it's okay. It's cool. It's
but
cool."
But then that's the thing. Like, I mean, that's why I think now, and I've said this to you before, off air.
Right.
Now you need to build your movement, bro.
Yeah.
Find a truth, like a night that nobody wants.
True. Mm.
A night that nobody wants, and go in and make that crowd yours. Like, play all the stuff that you want to play.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, Jules, right? Mm. Jules, the DJ, right? One thing with Jules plays how he wants to play. He knows obviously the hits, but Jules is just gonna play his shit.
I
love Jules.
Yeah,
but
man.
I was thinking about it the other day. Like, I feel like someone like Sir M. Sir M has very interesting, like,
mashes up, and
you know.
Yeah.
Let me give Sir M some credit.
Yeah.
Sir M is the reason I went and bought this new controller that I've got. Because even on one of the old, so I've got that controller I gave to you.
Yeah.
There's always
the small one,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, I lent you rather. The it has the ability to use four decks, right? But I've never really explored it.
Mm.
So now when I've been like listening to Sir M and like really digging his vibe, I said to myself, you know what? This kid's got something and he wants something, right?
Mm.
But I need to learn how he does it.
Mm.
So that's I dived into YouTube. And then when I saw this new deck, this deck gives you the ability. Let's say that I'm mixing the acapella of Kwama with a instrumental.
Mm.
It gives me the ability to lock those two songs and move them onto another deck over here.
Oh, so that they keep playing and now they introduce something else.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Now I can mix in some. So do you know what that does for your ability to mash?
That's what you mean. You can use it as four decks.
Yes.
Yeah. You only have two.
You have two, but you can use it as four decks. But like I'm saying, so for example, you have Kwama over here with your vocals.
Yeah.
You have Anama Pepe and OB over here. Now you can move, you can lock those two and move.
Bring them together.
Manipulate on
like
this
one
deck
song.
Here. Like one song.
Yeah.
And now bring in something else over here.
That's
bro, fine. So that's what I've been doing. And I've been in the house and I've been experimenting.
Yeah.
Because I said to myself, stems excites me. So for those of you who don't know, stems is the ability to break down the different parts of the music.
Mm.
The melodies, the drums, the vocals, and the bass line.
Yeah. Mm.
So that excites me. But now with the ability to now, like, take a vocal from here, put it on a beat over here,
yeah,
and still have a beat over here, and another beat over here.
It's great. You have so much to work with.
My mind blown away.
Oh, man. Yeah, and I think for me, like, that's the I'm excited about that. And I want to be able to, like, spend, and I've been spending like an hour or so a day just manipulating stuff and changing it around, and do you know what I mean? And taking advantage and learning like everything that this mixer can do.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're a DJ and you're looking for a dope mixer, the Pioneer Rev, a dope controller, the Pioneer Rev 5 is all of that.
Mm.
It's an because it gives you your fade keys, your kill switches, and everything like a regular S9 mixer, but it's just. It's compact, it's sturdy, it's nice.
This might be my year to get into DJing, honestly speaking.
That's what you said 4 years ago.
No, but now for real.
Cause
like everybody, Michael Shira has told me several times, like we've had conversations with each other. Mm. And also for music that's not really tapped into, I think there's a gap there that I can really just like penetrate into and it will be
I like those kind of gaps.
Right.
Right. But I was watching the latest episode of the Sandwich Podcast. Big up to the crew.
Yeah.
I think Tulisa Mananani, I think that's the name of the episode. Mm. And they were having this recurring conversation of, it's recurring, but it's necessary, like, because we move through different times. So it was that conversation of the current club scene in Nairobi, the current state of the club scene in Nairobi. And Owen was saying clubs are done for in Nairobi because they're not what they used to be. And they took it further to a music conversation now. And Owen was saying we are living in an era where one of the things that contribute to the clubs not doing so well right now, it's the selection of music that DJs play.
Yeah. Mm.
So he was putting it on the DJs and also on radio and radio presenters. The fact that we're regurgitating music, especially from West Africa, ninini, and it's the same songs over and over and over again. So you know for a fact you're not gonna get a different experience when you go out.
And that's the thing. It's like, here's the thing, with radio especially, right? It's like when you look at the moments in radio history, with for example, Homeboys Radio, they've always been cultural defining moments.
Yeah.
You know, when you think about the things like the Trap Lab, Sepetuka, all these things, they're all culturally defining moments. The problem is, and I say it and I say it again, is there's nobody who loves the art of radio anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's no one who really loves the art of DJing. Like, the reality is, it's like one of those ones, whether you like a reggae DJ or a hip-hop DJ, or like you like a Zach, or you like a Dotty Family, whoever you like, right? Those are guys who have really entrench themselves in their sound. So for example, it's like end of the day, like I can go to a particular gig and know I'm gonna hear a particular vibe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? But then you think about open format DJs, like fam, like where was I the other day where I played somewhere, and for me, when I'm DJing, I'm cognizing of what time it is. So I like to play early.
Yeah.
So if somebody says to me, gee, you're gonna play, I like to play from 11 probably till 1. You get me?
That's prime time.
It's early. Well, you know, it's early. But I won't do 1 till 3, not because it's not prime time, it's because I know at the end of the day, like, I'm going to get bored in the club.
Mm.
But here's the thing. Because I'm playing from 11 till 1, I also have a responsibility for the DJ who comes after me.
Yeah.
You get me?
Yeah.
And the responsibility is to make sure that I'm not just burning through the top 50 songs. Let me craft something with my set that's different.
Yeah. Mm.
So that by the time he even comes on at 1 o'clock and he's playing Rema, Davido, he's got all of that left to play.
Yep.
You know how many, like, it's very, it's so rare for me to play all of these It's Plenty and those songs in my set. It's super rare. Not because.
Understandable.
You get.
Yeah. No, I get you. And I was saying that to ask, do you guys feel like we're getting to a pivotal point in our entertainment scene when it comes to clubbing and with regards to music, where guys now would be more open? Initially, me, I was of the opinion that it's dependent on where you go to turn up, because different clubs have different vibes.
Yeah,
but are we getting to a place where, with majority clubs, revelers are more open to have a different music experience? Like, you as a DJ, not only do you come here to play what we want you to play, but give us a taste of what you feel like we should be listening to, like,
facts,
your DNA. For example, if you come and play and I don't see who is on the decks, I could probably tell this is Nani playing.
Yes, exactly.
You for know, sure. some, exactly. like something that identifies you. So do you guys feel like we are ready for that, or we still have a long way to go?
I think we are, but we're just a little bit hesitant.
Okay.
Because also look at it. When you're going into a club, you're moving as a crowd, right? So whatever the crowd, or rather you're moving in groups.
Yeah.
So whatever your group wants is what you're going to gravitate to. So you're not necessarily always going to find yourself. And that's why it's so hard for things to change, seeing as it's not an individual thing. It's a group thing.
Yeah.
Seeing as if one out of the three of us or one out of the six of us wants to go somewhere because of a specific DJ who plays like alternative music.
Yeah.
If one of that person wants to go there, the other crew is gonna be like, nah, we wanna listen to the regular shit, which is like the Amapianos and the you know, ETC, which now leaves that DJ who's playing in a specific
spot. The specialist,
spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like he's left with one individual.
One person from the group.
Wait, exactly.
Yeah.
So I think it's something that people want to gravitate to, but it's not necessarily happening as rapidly as it should because
we're moving still, with the masses.
There's still others who really just want that regular vibe of, you know, the Amapianos. Mm. We already know by 11, like, people are playing Amapiano. Like, at 1 a.m., if there's no Amapiano, there's something wrong, you know?
Yeah. The Afrobeat, start looking at you funny.
Exactly. The Kenya, the KE music has to come in at some point. Like, you can literally... I personally, as a consumer,
as a reveler,
but as a reveler, I can curate a DJ set based on what I hear in the club, which is your regular hip hop, 2-3 song hip hop, an Usher song or two. Then we're gonna get into the K, you know. Then we get into Amapiano. Then end of the set. So it's something that it's coming along, but it will take time.
Jimani, what are you saying?
I feel like if you follow a particular DJ, if you have your favorite DJ, which we all do, right? And you don't know at any given moment what your DJ is feeling, what songs they're feeling, then something's wrong. Like, I feel at the end of the day, like, there should be an identity. And I think in SA, I think Kenya, technically we have the best DJs in terms of skills. And I've traveled. Fam. Skill set... I think, in fact, I don't even think I recall a DJ school in the UK. We're all self-taught. You know what I mean? Kenya's like, guys, go to school to be DJs. That's why. You know what I mean? I just think at the end of the day, like, I think from a venue perspective, I'd like to see a lot more smaller venues. A lot more smaller venues where you can go to. Like, for me, I know when we used to do, Resorts was big for the time.
Yeah,
but, you know, end of the day, we used to do things like Santa Fe on a Friday, which was not that big, but we were able to build it into a particular vibe.
Yeah,
I personally, I would love to have to find a venue that I can go and play at once a week that can only hold 150 people. Just that, and just when you know that this is me and you. If you don't come early, you won't get nowhere to see. You probably won't even get in. In fact, we're going to tell the guys that there's a security, by the way, it's full. And we're going to play just how we feel like in that moment, you know. And I think even that venue, that pixel venue could be good for that.
Also our 15 rooftop.
Yeah.
And I'll be there this, actually today evening. What did I want to say? Just what you said. Do you think any other DJ could pull that off? Because part of the conversation that Kina Owen had on their podcast was, yes, they trust certain DJs because there's certain DJs who the crowd is there to listen to what they have to play for them, not what they want to go and listen to. So as I was sitting consuming this, I was like, I agree with them, and I could see how this guy's got there. For example, you don't go to a venue where John Rabah is playing and give him a request. Play for me this song. You can't ask John Rabah to play you know, a song. You will sit there or you will stand and you will take whatever he has to play for you. But how did John get there?
Yeah.
So, but then you see an upcoming DJ could not maybe as easily it off unless, and it's so funny, unless they don't know it's you. Because in hiding, okay, me, I'm not gonna lie, there's a couple of house parties I used to do back in USIU. And I've said this a couple of times. I used to do them on virtual DJ. But you wouldn't know it's virtual DJ until you get to a certain corner of the house and find me seated with like a laptop looking like a coder. You know. So the whole time they're thinking, damn, whose mixtape is this? Who are you guys streaming? The boy's over there on the corner. You know, so had you known it was me, maybe you'd have received it differently.
Differently.
I feel like it's part of our culture to also make DJs earn their stripes for them to get to a certain point where they now get to dictate.
Yeah.
Like, Sawa, this is Andy Young. I trust his selection, whatever he's going to give us. We're going to vibe to it, man. We are open to it.
Oh, wow.
We are not just going to tell Andy Young, this is what I want to listen to. This is what I want to listen to.
Mm.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
I like it.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
I agree with you 110%, man. I feel at the end of the day, maybe the secret, maybe the thing is to get back into that zone when you were coding as a DJ, when you were that guy who wanted
just wear a mask. Don't let people know who is playing, until you finish that set.
Yeah,
on The Voice, they were doing what? Was it The Voice? When they're doing Celebrity something?
No, it's called the one they come out Celebrity as a dolphin CMO for, something of the sort.
Yeah.
Like different characters, but they're actual celebrities.
Yeah,
they're
actual celebrities, yeah. Something like that. Because T-Pain is going to go there, sing his heart out on stage.
But you
and people are going to go like, wow, who is this?
Yeah. Mm.
You've been listening to him for the past 2 decades, bro. So I feel like the same thing, Kenyans need to be now more open and more receptive to this, because there's young DJs who are doing an amazing
job.
And that's what I'm saying. Job, like, it just needs that one person to convince everybody, the whole crew, to go listen to this one DJ so that they can change their mind.
Yeah,
and then after that, it becomes now a ripple effect where, you know, this person, they're actually going to gigs to see this individual.
This
or go to the club to see this individual.
Yeah.
Actively following the individual.
And I think brands would love that as well, because it's so easy to associate someone who aligns with your brand and go for them, like, we have this event, we know Nani draws such and such a crowd, so we can have them come perform for our event.
Alrighty.
All right, wow, I've enjoyed that episode.
Same.
Hey. Vibes.
Listen, man. My name is G Money.
Ashley.
Andy Young.
Bye.
Adios, muchachos.
Peace.